You can truly tell when the holiday seasons are getting going when we start to hear about Handel's Messiah. And the Handel Choir of Baltimore is going to be giving a couple of performances of this iconic work of their namesake under the direction of their artistic director and conductor, Ariane Kefi. So lovely to welcome you to WBJC. Thanks so much for coming in.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you, Judith.
So this is, of course, a monumental work and runs almost 3 hours if one wants it to. How do you approach it programmatically when you do it?
The first time I did this piece with Handel Choir of Baltimore, I think our performance was about an hour and a half long. And I think some of our patrons were a little grumpy about that because they didn't get the full scope of this libretto of this story. And so now our presentation of this work is much more fleshed out and much more cohesive. So it runs about 2.5 hours and tries to capture as many nooks and crannies of Jenin's libretto as possible.
What is interesting is that one's looking at so many different parts of this biblical story, very much with a focus on Easter, very much with a focus on Christmas. So do you pull all of those elements in for the full story?
Yes. So we try to pull elements from the prophecies to the Annunciation to the crucifixion and resurrection, and finally the glory section toward the end.
So it is a work that is very often performed, particularly at Easter, particularly at Christmas. And yet I always hear that music directors say they find new nuances in the piece every single time they come to it.
You do, I do, we do, we all do. The piece is actually so much more complex and intricate and ornamental than you ever really give credit to until you're standing there in front of this magnificent score again. And these details come out of the woodwork every single time that you either hadn't ever seen before. It really depends on where you are, where you're oriented in life, who your choir is, who you're working with. Everything coalesces to bring this work to life. So if any element is interchanged or taken out, it's a wholly different experience for the audience as well.
So this is obviously a major focus for your season, but I know that you enjoy presenting a really varied program. What would you say was the main focus of the way that you want to approach the repertoire, whether it is Handel or whether it is some other composer?
My musical ethos is to present a story, present an evocative and character-filled story that says something to whoever is listening, and that says something that is authentic, authentically me, that is authentically Handel Choir. I try to program repertoire that I connect to and that I feel that the audience would connect to as well. So storytelling really is central in my choices.
The Handel Choir of Baltimore will be starting out their 82nd season with Handel's Messiah, two performances, and that is 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, December the 10th at Grace United Methodist Church in Homeland, and then again at 3 p.m. on Sunday, December the 11th at St. Ignatius Catholic Church in Mount Vernon. More details at handelchoir.org. It's been such a pleasure to speak to their artistic director and conductor, Ariane Kefi. Thank you so much for coming in.
Wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me.